There it is.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi, Steve. Hey, buddy. It's funny that me and we just had our first group video chat the other day, and you just turned chat on, so that's funny.
Oh,
now
my God.
It's back on again.
That's so weird.
Now it's full screen.
What do you want?
Did you
want
to inside my ear?
No way. Hi. I don't know how to do it.
I want to get out of this. Please.
Press the fucking the video button, Steve. Jesus
I'm like
Christ.
The Wizard of Oz. You can't.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
There's so many buttons.
No, there's not.
No.
There's a speaker. There's like a microphone button, and then there's a video camera button.
Well, goddamn.
Steve made me feel real good about my Skype skills.
I really, right? Right? You thought you were bad. Steve, bad. And.
Hi. Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see your hand.
Your giant hand.
Yeah, you have good lighting in your basement, I can tell you that right now.
Is that Mae Young and Mark Henry's baby?
How do I get out of this?
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
All right.
We're
nope.
Good? Now you're back.
Oh. You see my face?
We're going to... No, I can just see your fucking ceiling. Is all I can see. We're going to have to do the rest of the show.
Steve, do you have a tattoo of Animal from the Muppet Babies on your stomach?
I don't know. Eric is on a roll here. I'm going to throw up and laugh so hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
I nailed it, right?
God damn, you're like a 4-year-old.
Nailed it.
I was listening to a song on YouTube while you were doing all that, so you have the song Swag Surfing, fucking narrating your failed venture into video chat just then.
That was the worst day of my life.
That was podcast gold, and guess what? I didn't have the recorder on. God damn it.
God damn it.
The whole is that Mae Young and Mark Henry's son? Oh God, that had me.
He's all grown up.
Oh, guess what? Guess what? The recorder was on.
I've had a nurse a drink since like 5:45.
Really?
Are you serious?
This is like my fifth or sixth beer. I can't remember.
That is great news.
Your pause button don't work too good.
Oh. I made fun of Steve, and now look where it got me.
I went to the gas station and spent way more on a 12-pack than I should have because I didn't want
they
to.
They have that beer. There?
A gas? They don't have a fucking...
Do we have that?
Gas stations? They have gas stations?
No, I mean beer. Do we have gas?
No.
Well,
we don't have gas. I
you live
it.
In a dry county or something?
Okay.
No.
Oh, we do have it?
No, we don't have gas station beer.
We don't.
Okay.
Almost all the gas stations have beer.
What about in like on the West Coast where like the CVS sells beer? That's like the wildest thing.
CVS sells beer here too?
No way.
We live in fucking Nebraska. We put that shit in our cereal. Are you fucking kidding me?
We just have like cotton balls crazy. And vitamins.
Goddamn it, pal. Well, they're trying to get you healthy, and we're trying to get you drunk. So that's how we roll here. We don't have anything else to do.
We're either tipping
cows or getting drunk
at gas stations.
Gas stations, absolutely, pal.
It's one-stop shopping at the gas station. They got French toast, too.
Welcome, everybody, to another action-packed episode of The Six.
You didn't
have it, Steve. You said you
That's
had
what
it.
You meant. You meant to say, oh. And I totally just thought
you
meant my hashtag or something. My handle.
Oh, Steve, Jesus fucking Christ, pal. He said he had it and he didn't have it, but this is the sixth.
Oh! I got it! Oh!
Five. And I am your host, Brent Piles. And I have got my O missing, bald-headed, 9-round boxing Steve Sonora. Steve, how you doing?
Great, thank you very much.
We actually spent 15 minutes waiting for Steve to figure out how to turn the camera off. We saw the birth of Mae Young and Mark Henry's hand. It's alive and well in Steve's basement. He's got amazing lighting, though. I want to tell you right now, it's amazing. It's fantastic. And,
romantic.
We also have a special guest with us, don't we, Steve?
Yeah. Oh my God. We do.
Absolutely, we do, Bao. She is 8'5". The Amazon, wow. Erica Marini. Erica, what's up?
Nothing. How are you guys? What's up, Stone Cold Steve Signor?
Oh,
it's a great day for me.
I love that. It I love that when I thought of it today.
It is fucking.
That was great. Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, pal. Rock that all the time.
Stone Cold. People have called me that just because I'm bald.
Have they really?
Yeah, I'm bald with a beard. Yeah,
I mean, you do kind of look like Stone Cold, except much shorter, like a midget. Stone
much
Cold.
Short, like half his.
I'm
size,
sorry, though. A little person Stone Cold.
Like, it'd be hilarious if I showed up on Raw as, like, yeah, just, like, the mini version.
Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin. You remember that?
Like, when they did the mini Bret Hart, I'd be, like, I'd come out.
Oh, God. We gotta get some of that on the show. That's amazing. That is amazing. I just thought of that right now. They had, like, Little Vader and Little Goldust. You remember that?
Yep.
Yes.
That was fucking amazing.
Steve, you laugh like Carl Anderson.
That's amazing. Do I really? Because I look like him, too.
What a fucking goinky dink, right?
We're Steve Absignor.
He was born at New Haven, Yale New Haven Hospital, I believe.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I thought it was just like some obscure news that you knew. I was like, really? Goddamn, man, that's amazing that you knew that. Anyway, we're not here to just randomly talk about Carl Anderson and similarities. That's not what we're here to do. Not right
or
now.
The ambiance in Steve's basement.
Yeah. Or Mae Young and Mark Henry's hand baby. Either one of those things.
We're off to a great start.
I feel like we are. Jesus Christ, pal. Anyway, so we're going to continue with what we did last time. Me and Steve, we were watching Halloween Havoc 1995, and Erica's going to join us this time. We're at 49 minutes and 50 seconds, and Erica, you didn't watch much WCW, did you?
No, and I also am not on the right spot. Steve said 50-30.
Oh, yeah, 50-30.
Oh, well, I'm not on the right spot. God damn it, pal.
Pal.
One second.
Don't worry, Brent. We'll take care of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Purple.
Lots of purple in the ring. It's like the Minnesota Vikings game. So for far less disappointment. I just thought
hair
about this.
Hair on their chest, mustache.
You lied to us on Twitter earlier. You said you had something to do, and you have shit to do.
Oh, you didn't have shit to do. You're right.
You fucking
what are you talking about?
Steve.
Shame, shame, shame,
what
shame.
What did I do?
You couldn't throw beers to me and Brent tonight because you had something to do. You had a thing.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
that
what
was
you
a
said.
Joke, for God's sake.
Did you say 49-30?
I think 50-30. I said 50-30. Yeah,
oh,
50-30.
God, 50, baby. I'm a mess. Maybe I shouldn't be hosting the show. You guys want to start over? And Eric, you're going to start hosting the show?
No, welcome. We should keep this going. Oh, go ahead.
That's all I got is the welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. You tried out last time, and remember, you succeeded. We hired you, so.
True. I'm a good understudy.
You've learned well. Not like that fucking Prince Kyle. He's a dick face.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I just want to mention that I am the AWI Pod pay-per-view champion, along with Erica.
I'd also
and
like
Kyle?
That. And Kyle. And Derek.
And
but
Eric.
Everybody. But you.
But.
Steve.
Yeah.
Oh! What a surprise.
Check it out.
Okay, but you did say 50-30, right?
I did say 50-30.
Okay, we're finally here, people. God damn it.
So many numbers.
All right. So I'm going to count down from four. Do you know why I count down from four?
No.
Don't.
Because I'm the four-time AWI Pod pay-per-view champion.
Oh, gosh. Man.
And that, of course, is why I've learned a new number. I don't know numbers until I've won the championship that many times,
true.
And Rachel teaches it to me. She's like, okay, you're at four, now you're five. So let's
and it also happens to be the number of champions we have this month.
Yes.
I know that's a sensitive subject.
It is. Sorry,
it's
Steve.
Also a fact.
That's all right.
You know,
it means nothing to me.
Time.
I'm like Lesnar.
Sorry for short people.
Oh, right, anyway. Come on. You have to go there. That's
ready?
Just
are you guys ready for the countdown? Here it comes. 4, 3, 2, 1. Sabu with
and
the flip-de-doo, floopsy-doo here. And the 1, 2, 3 from the beautiful of hair of Randy Anderson here. Amazing. For God's sake.
Slow motion or is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on fire!
Oh! It's gotta be Kane! It's gotta be Kane, pal. God damn it.
What was the point of the fire? The match is over.
I don't know, Steve. It's just the way what it goes, I guess. Oh, Bobby the Brain Heenan, of course, hates his life. He's like, oh, God, what the fuck am I doing here? We're in this fucking skeevy arena. I might get herpes from this chair. Giovanni's an idiot. God damn it, pal. I don't know what Giovanni's speaking of here. He's like, can you believe it? The fire from the cannon. Did you see it, Brain?
What was the point?
Catering.
He probably is. Did you see the bologna sandwiches with the olives on top? It was amazing. They had the little cheeses stuffed inside. Did you see them, Brain? They were amazing.
Delicious.
Absolutely, pal.
I love finger sandwiches.
You love fingering sandwiches? What?
Hey, do you think I'm taller than Tony Schiavone? Straight up.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so? Let's see.
He's probably like, he's at least 5'9".
He's probably like 6'3".
How do you spell his last name?
I got it right here. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
He is...
S-C-H-I-5.
5'8".
Oh. Yes!
So you got him?
Take that, Shivani.
How tall are you?
Oh, 5'8".
5'8 and a quarter.
Okay.
5'8-ish. I'm in that.
So you guys are the same size?
I'm in the 5'8 conversation.
That's nice. That's... Oh, Sullivan, my
look at
son.
This.
It looks like Kevin Smith.
Oh, God.
It does.
He's either got fucking cocaine dust or, you know, powdered sugar on him there, so.
Or something. I don't like that.
No, I don't even, what would you, that's King Curtis is what is, he wrestled under, but I don't know what the fuck his name was in this. He was just Sullivan's dad, I guess.
Dusty Man. Oh, wait, well, that's like Dusty Rhodes.
He's just a dusty man.
He's a
Does
dusty man.
Does he have veins painted on him? Like,
I don't even know. It just looks like maybe
that might
just
be real.
He looks like he needs a shower. That's what I feel like. Jesus Christ.
His health doesn't look like the best.
If he's got all these guys working for him, why don't they fucking hose him off for fucking crying out loud? I don't understand.
Out back.
That'd be nice.
It would be. What's Sullivan thinking here?
He's forgot his lines.
Clearly. He doesn't know
no clue.
He's so lost right now. He's like, what the fuck am I even doing here?
This is the biggest bomb job.
He's like, God damn, I'm more fucked up than Brent right now. God damn it, I don't even know what I'm looking at. Is this something else, or I don't know what's happening right now. He's having a heart attack, I feel like. Somebody call 911. Is he choking?
You gotta pump that chest.
Absolutely, pal. This is weird. It really is.
This is probably, if we were listening, it'd be one of the worst things we've ever heard. It's gotta be.
Stare deep into the camera so that the people at home know that you're a crazy bastard. Hulk Hogan knows he can't beat the giant in a monster truck race, in an auto race, in a NASCAR race, or any other race. Oh, here we go.
There he is.
He remembered his lines.
I feel like he's sassing me about my height right now.
He is.
You know Steve.
He for sure is.
I got more hair than you. I'm taller than you. I got more biceps than you. I've watched the Red Sox longer than you. He's a Red Sox fan.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I love him.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, he's drooling. Come on, dude. Keep it in.
Very much.
Batista that's here. Give me what I want.
He's Batista on the mic.
He is. He's just spitting everywhere.
That sounded like my daughter at ShopRite today. I was thinking about Batista because she kept saying that's what she wants. It was like all the...
A Batista action figure?
We're in the cookie section.
Oh, I do love cookies.
Delicious.
Don't say cookies because then you get me going.
Look at them flex. My God.
Oh, the muscularity, pal. If he's only a bit taller.
You think he's handsome? Oh, he sucked the drool in. Do you see that? He got it.
That's what all the crazy people do. Job well
He's done. Like a giant Danny DeVito with blonde hair.
With a blonde mullet.
Damn it, pal, he is. Amazing.
There we go.
Oh God, and we're back to fucking Tony Schiavone.
5'8".
Like, Bobby the Brain Heenan just looks down in the dumps. Like, he's just like, why am I even here? What are we doing?
How much longer?
He looks like he just got kicked out of Boyz II Men. With that outfit, Jesus Christ.
He looks like he would have a turtleneck on then, pal.
No, that's right. And a deep voice.
Yeah.
You love the Erica, you love the deep voice guy, right? What's his
name? I do. Hey, Michael, I believe.
Is it Michael?
I think. If memory serves. Like, but I could also picture the skinny guy being named Michael, so I'm going to have to Google that.
I think the skinny guy's name was Sean, though.
Sean, you're right.
We've got Hulk Hogan here, who's not Hollywood Hulk Hogan, but Hulk Hogan, but he is dressed in black. He has the same pants on. I don't know who this girl is.
Drowsy. We got Elvis, Lou Albano, and Jimmy Hart.
Did you say Rousey?
That's Rousey, right?
That's a young Ronda Rousey. She won the motorcycle there. She's 15, but they're going to give it to her.
What a gift.
Hogan's a really good guy, man. You know what I mean? Well, you know something, Mean Gene. I don't care if she's 15. Take it to our bar. I'm going to give her this Harley. And she's going to ride up and down the streets, brother. And that's the way it's going to be. God damn it. I can't hold it together.
Oh, he cares about the youth.
Sorry about that. He doesn't care. That's okay. I don't care. I can't do it. I can't hold it together.
Was this their answer that in your house they're giving kids motorcycles?
I guess, pal. Do you guys remember that? The In Your House where they gave away an actual house?
Yeah, that's why I said it. Yeah.
We're going to watch that on the AWI Pod House Party soon. We should watch that.
They should have had actors portray this family. It's a terrible family.
Yeah, no, right? They're not very good at telling stories or giving, you know. You know, me and Gene, this is my wife, Tiffany. And, Tiffany here. She likes to drink daiquiris. I like daiquiris. And Jimmy Hart, if you don't get your fucking hand off my back, I'm going to donkey kick you right in the penis. You understand me? God damn it. Now shake this man's hand and give him this fucking whatever the fuck this is. It's some sort of hat and a shirt. I don't know. This is awkward. What are we doing?
Yeah, what is going on? Everyone's wearing denim jackets.
Right, as if they passed them out. Like, this is very 1990s.
The girl is so bored.
Yeah, she's wearing a suede jacket.
She doesn't even know what she's doing here anymore.
She goes, I entered a contest?
Right.
Right.
They just pulled her off the street, and they're like, well, you know something, Mean Gene. It doesn't matter if she has a Harley, or if she's Ronda Rousey, or not Ronda Rousey. She can't put me in an armbar, because I got the 24-inch pythons. Well, not really 24-inch pythons anymore, because I'm off the steroids, just like this beautiful machine here. They're more like 22-inch pythons. But Mean Gene, I tell you, Mean Gene, you got a glow coming off the top of your head that I just can't realize how glowful it is. And I tell you, brother, that stinky giant, I'll beat him in a monster truck rally, and I'll push him off a building. Spoiler alert.
Great stuff. Oh, wow. You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Like, are they going to wrestle at any point?
Nope. This is all we're going to do. We're just going to talk, apparently.
Like, total 80s mom haircut, by the way.
All right, Erica. For sure. Erica, who's the best dressed in the room here?
There's
the... Rousey.
Stiff competition. The Canadian tuxedo next to Hulk. Who is that?
I don't know who the fuck that is. That must be your dad.
Is that the uncle?
El Medium? Is that what you just said?
Because it's El Gigante. He looks like El Medium.
Oh, okay. He's a little short. That makes sense.
Because he looks like him.
We just saw El Gigante's sister on Giggle Mania, didn't we?
We did.
We did.
I didn't get that far.
Pal. Oh,
spoiler alert.
You'll get there.
This is like the... Can we...
Why is this still happening?
What are you talking about?
Is he telling her to bring the motorcycle on the roof to join in that match?
Yeah, he's giving her directions to where the monster truck right is. Steve, how did he get down here? Remember, because the last time he was fucking racing fucking the giant on top of the building. Remember that?
It must be an elevator somewhere.
Apparently, the power of Hulkamania runs wild. World War III.
I really don't remember Sabu in WCW at this point. It's weird.
Well, he was here. Are we gonna finally get to a wrestling match?
Maybe.
Oh, is that what we're here for?
Nope.
Oh, my dear goodness God.
Not going to get to it. No wonder WCW went out of business.
It's been all Schiavone and Heenan since we logged on here.
They, in fairness,
poor Erica.
Ronda fucking Rousey was out here, motherfucker. What's wrong with you? Steve.
Sorry,
Steve,
Erica. Steve, I didn't mean to drag you into this.
Wrestling isn't real, you fucking mark. God damn it.
She could be doing... Actually, I don't know. Is there a bar near you? I don't even know.
I was home tonight. Chili's.
Yeah. Oh.
Chili's, that's it.
That's what we're
doing body shots at Chili's or something.
You know Schmitty's, Steve?
Did you say body shots?
Schmitty's. Oh, my God. Isn't that like a cover for like illegal activity?
Illegal activity takes place there, also at the massage parlor next door.
Okay. Robert Kraft's been there then, right?
No, Takeo Post. Yep.
Just want to throw that in there. Sorry.
That's okay. Kraft was.
Sorry, Zach Donegan. I know Zach's going to be upset when he hears that. I'm sorry, Zach.
Zach should go to the East Haven Mall. I think it's a good spot for him. He'd enjoy it.
As you heard it here, Zach, head out to the East Haven Mall.
You get an X-ray, and then you can go.
Oh, good news, folks. Good fucking news. We're going to get to a wrestling match here.
There we go.
There we go. Oh, it's Kevin Sullivan again. God damn it.
Oh, Taku! Or Meng. Or, yeah.
Yes, and of course, as you know, we don't say anything bad against Meng on this show, because I don't want to die, so.
What is he wearing? My God. He's like.
Look at that crowd just throwing shit.
Wow, why do they care so much?
That's a good question. They're just pissed because I haven't seen a match in fucking 20 minutes.
Oh, nice hat.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
I actually have a hat like that. I wore it earlier.
Did you when you got your beer from the gas station?
When I got my beer from the gas station, yep.
It's absolutely. A big foam green hat.
In my big, and I was like, they were like, you're going to buy some groceries? I was like, ooh, yeah, brother. And then I just walked right out, just like that.
Crockett. It's Crockett.
Oh, Crockett's dead. Oh. I didn't even know that that was there.
That's crazy.
Who's he facing? Who do you think it is? Oh, oh, look at that.
Oh, pal. Look at the physique. Oh, my God.
Oh, God damn it, pal. He's vascular. How much?
Does it get more vascular than that?
Hey, how much you think that guy can squat there? God damn it, pal.
He looks like the figure going across the bottom. I was just...
The yellow raisin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, pal. Oh, look at the marks here.
Is this...
We have a McIntyre there?
This is post... Okay, yeah. So he was already the U.S. The Lex Express. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was confused. Timeline.
This is when he came back to WCW. And, of course, if he wins this match against Minx, you don't sound so happy.
relax, Jesus. Bobby Heenan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lex Luger now with the faces to the buckle here.
This is embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
I'm already annoyed. Just like, come on, Luger doesn't he doesn't know anything. He can't wrestle. Look at this. He's done 20 headbutts.
It's fine, Steve. God damn it, pal.
Oh, now he's in a headlock. This is the worst match ever.
The match
it just started.
It's been on for 30 seconds. Steve said
oh, wait. That's going to be more positive. All right. I got to start being positive now. Here we
worst
go.
Match ever.
Yes!
Oh, there we go.
Bread basket.
He's you said right in the bread basket?
He did say
yeah, bread keep them right in the bread basket.
Right. And now I'm. What is he doing now? Oh. I'm, what is this?
Showing
what
off.
A brilliant move by Luger. Oh, wow.
It only took 15 minutes for that to progress. So.
Well, it took 35 to get the match started.
That's true. It only took 15 for Steve to say it was the worst match ever, though. So. There's that.
No, this is a great match. And really, I love this spiky mullet.
It's really starting to pick up.
The spiked great. Mullet. Whom?
You like the spike mullet? Is that if Samoa Joe had a spike mullet, that'd be cool, right?
Samoa Joe had the baddest mullet I've ever seen.
He did. Yep.
Yeah.
When?
That's true. He did.
Oh, like when was it? A few months ago. Now it's back in. But it was wide.
Steve, nice. What do you think Dave Meltzer gave this match where we're looking at right now? How
many at least a poof. God, I'm gonna say 4.5.
You said 4.5. Same the Tokyo Dome, brother. Calm down.
4.5 stars.
What do you think, Erica? Guess.
1.4. 2.4.
You were way closer than Steve. You got 1 star, so there's that.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
I'm sorry, Meltzer I'm incorrect. That got negative one. This got negative 1 star.
This is a classic. I don't know. So, Meltzer doesn't know anything. Look at this.
What the fuck does Dave Meltzer know? He's a fucking this asshole.
Is, like, we're watching...
Oh, a big boot to the face there. Display. Ming is going to come to your house and murder you, Steve.
Oh, what a clothesline by Luger.
Oh, that was amazing. All the way to the outside. Look at a beautiful cell there by Ming. The Taskmaster is very disappointed in his performance thus far. Get your bitch ass up and get in the ring. God damn it, pal.
Now, if you guys wanted to wear a mullet and your hair looked like this blondie, would you keep it going? And I don't mean Lex Luger, the other boy.
Kevin Sullivan. I would have gave up. Yeah. Yeah.
Would you Baron Corbin it and just?
Yep, I would phone it in.
Cut your losses. Yeah,
I wouldn't keep it going.
Phone it.
Yep,
I'd gone immediately.
Yeah, it'd be it. That'd be it. Yeah, I wouldn't try to do it.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by those guys. What are they thinking? They think that. Why are they holding on to scraps?
You like just cut Sean, the cord. Yeah, that's it. Become like, a new man. Reinvent yourself.
Right. It's time to move on. It's over.
Let
the
it go.
The hair part of your life is over. You gotta let it go.
Yeah. Time to move on to the next chapter.
Let it go.
Actually, I shaved my head and it didn't grow back, so. Just a real sad story.
So Steve didn't let it go. It just happened.
I was like, oh, it'd be fun. Oh, the Red Sox won a World Series. I'll shave my head. It'll be hilarious. And then it never came back.
Joke's on you, pal.
Yeah. There he's laughing.
Yeah.
Now, Erica's used to this part of the show from our show, the AWI Pod House Party. But Steve, I was bringing it to this show, too. Are you guys ready for this day in history?
No. Oh, I knew it. Yes.
This is going to be fun. The 11th Rugby League World Cup was won by Australia. They beat England 16-14. I don't know how you score points in rugby, but there's that.
Oh, my God.
The 7th College Football Holy War, Notre Dame beat Boston College 20-10 in South Bend. I don't know why that's a holy war, but whatever.
Wait, why is there still football going on? It's friggin' March.
No, it's October when this pay-per-view happened, man.
Oh, I'm thinking it's today. It's 16.
I knew you were going to say that. Goddamn, pal. Who's been smoking?
Why'd you set me up with fam?
Anyway, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cleveland Indians 1-0 in Game 6 of the World Series to win the World Series. Tom Glavine was the MVP. And Alan Leslie Merson, historian, died at the age of 79, and that's it for this day in history.
Wow, that's
riveting.
Just terrible news.
Amazing stuff there, pal.
This really is a great match.
Make with more stomping here.
I mean, I can't get enough of this.
I know you can't, Steve. I know it's your favorite match of all time. After we get done with this, he's going to rewatch it, I feel.
I mean, just the storytelling.
It's just amazing, incredible. Right? You don't get any better than this.
No. I mean, I'm literally, like, I'm about to fall off the chair. I'm on the edge. Just clinging to the edge right now.
Of your seat. Of the excitement of this pay-per-view. Absolutely, pal.
Just a masterpiece.
A masterpiece.
His hair is a masterpiece.
Who's got
it
better
really
hair?
Is.
Like, that's like two-tone. That's...
Who's got better hair, like or hair?
Oh my God, there's no question. He's got, it's like some sort of mullet, but it's like business on top, party down low. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I gotta go with Ming's hair here, just because I don't want him to kill me.
Oh God. It's like he just got lazy doing the dreads or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, these braids hurt.
Yeah,
just leave
it like it is. I don't want to do
it. Yeah, they'll accept me.
Well, they won't have a choice, pal. Rip your fucking eye out is what he said.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Luger's great.
Luger, greatest wrestler of all time. Should have been the WWF champion.
Oh, my God. At least 5 or 6 times, I would say.
Eight.
Probably.
8 times he should have been.
8 times he should have been.
You know what? Fuck it. 17. 17-time world champion Lex Luger.
Oh, great spot for Haku right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just get it in there. All right.
The slow developing.
Did he just say motherfucker?
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Absolutely. I mean, in all honesty, though, of everybody out here right now, Nick Patrick has the best hair. Let's be honest with each other. It's got to be.
It's not even close.
He's the referee, by the way.
No choking.
And as everybody knows, I love referees. Nick Patrick, greatest WCW referee of all time. I'll say it right now.
He's rocking up.
You know your referees.
And as you know, when I say something, I mean it. I stick to my guns.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Never wavers.
I never do. I don't ever waver. I stay the same.
Poor Erica. I mean, come on. I'm sorry that we dragged you into this. This show.
Okay, we're going to have a sidebar off this. Do you know what Steve does that I hate? Do you know what the thing that Steve does that I hate the most? Is he fucking apologizes constantly. Like,
sorry.
Every time I talk to Steve, he tells me sorry. I'm like, stop fucking apologizing to me. Stop it right now. Don't you fucking say you're sorry one more time. I'm tired.
So hard. I can't.
I get it. I'm an over-apologizer,
right?
Too. Yeah.
I feel like you could run Steve over with your car and he would say sorry.
I'm so sorry. What's the crosswalk? I'm so
my
sorry.
Yeah, absolutely you would.
I think it's a Connecticut thing.
Maybe.
Brent,
maybe
when is your Brent, when's your birthday?
In May.
Yeah, but May what?
26.
Ooh.
So you're a Gemini.
I am.
Oh.
It might be a Taurus thing, Steve.
It might be.
Oh, that's right, because we're Tauruses.
Yeah, we're 2 days apart.
That's unbelievable. You're Cinco de Mayo?
I'm not an apologized person.
No, I'm Cinco de Nino.
Oh.
Oh, that's even better.
That is better.
Cinco. I mean, I'm 9
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You're telling me your birthday is May 59th? There's no way.
I'm 9
I can't wait to see that tweet. It's going to say Cinco de Nino. The Cinco de Nino episode.
Episode Cinco de Nino. Get your tequila.
Arriba, arriba.
Delicious.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I've never been so delicious in a while, Steve. Thanks.
Ooh,
I keep saying, I've said delicious many times.
I've said delicious a lot, but I meant it in like, I was like, my bed felt delicious. Not tasting.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
But nothing like was as delicious as that episode. Mm-mm.
My wife's hair smells delicious.
Ooh.
I'm in another zone. My bad.
Like, what kind of smell?
I don't know. She just always
like yummy
like,
shampoo?
I don't... It's something like that. I don't know. She does some sort of witchcraft or something, because she always smells good, like, no matter what. Like, when we first wake up in the morning, she smells good. I don't know, how is that possible?
Mm. Cinnamon? Is it cinnamon?
No, it's not cinnamon. I can't even explain it. It's just, she smells like her.
It's her musk. Yeah.
That's not fair. Like, my musk is, like, terrible, and hers is, like, a beautiful smell. What the fuck is that?
That's crazy. Why does she have a good musk?
I don't know.
I switched to Tom's Natural Deodorant.
And
I can tell you a thing or two about my musk. I'm it's so bad that I'm obsessed with it.
Amazing.
You got bad musk.
I can't stop smelling my own BO. Yeah.
Well,
I don't emit it. I don't believe. Nobody has come up to me and been like, "Oh, you stink." And I try to like shove my pit like in someone's face and be like, "Smell it, smell it, smell it." And they're like, "Ah," but I smell it.
I can see Erica terrorizing her mom with her armpits before she goes to work every day. Mom,
you know what's funny, Brent? You know what's funny? My mother just walked by. She goes, "Really?
Come on. This is weird. You're breaking Zach's heart. He thinks you smell like jelly beans."
I do, normally. My hair smells good. My perfume smells good.
I gotta tell you, Steve, you're saying this match is terrible, but if you're watching this match and listening to us, you're entertained to shit. It doesn't matter if the match sucks.
True.
We've enhanced the match. That's great.
Absolutely, we have, pal, I feel like.
Talent.
And I mean, Erica brushes her teeth with hemp. That's great.
Me too, pal. I use hemp for everything.
I use my
food. Oh, do you?
Okay. All right, new drinking game. Take a drink every time Steve goes, "Oh, boy." Every time he does, you gotta take a drink. You'll be fucking wasted.
Well, if this match is on any longer, you're gonna keep drinking. So.
God damn it, pal. The next match is Sting and Ric Flair versus Brian Pillman and Arn Anderson.
Oh my god, that's too good. See, that's too good. Like, we need, okay, like, some balance here.
You want too good or terrible? What do you want from me?
Can we skip to another?
There's no medium.
There's no medium.
Because I remember that match. I remember just being stunned by the end of that match. Not to spoil anything, but...
He doesn't remember. Oh, he don't know.
I remember.
No. Oh, fighting for suplexes here. Oh, look at this. The narcissist
Suplex
here.
City.
The narcissist.
Suplex fucking city.
What kind of deodorant you think Luger used?
Right guard.
Secret.
Secret.
You use secret and they put the right guard over it. Double coverage.
That's how you smell good. Secret is good.
Really, it does work for me.
I can only use the spray on kind, otherwise it like irritates my armpits.
Yeah. I tried to switch to natural, and it's only been like a couple months, but I was trying like to use like the one that doesn't have aluminum in it. So on.
Oh,
so
wow. Like, you read too much.
Yeah, that's a lot of words you're reading, I feel like.
Aluminum?
Yeah. What?
Just the fact that you do that.
The word was aluminum.
The word for too today much. Is too aluminum. Much. Look at the big back body drop and the vascular back muscles by Lex Luger there. God damn it, pal.
He's getting all this extra strength from those armbands.
Yeah, absolutely, pal. That's what the armbands are actually for, is for extra strength, in case you didn't know.
Don't put them on if you can't handle them.
If you can't stand the heat, don't put on the armbands. Absolutely, pal. Oh, that's got to be it. The big body slam here. Please let it. Pin him, you fucking idiot.
Nope.
Torture rack.
fucking knife. Fucking
knife. Oh, wait a minute. Meng's got something. A knife.
It's a box cutter.
He's got a box cutter.
For his throat.
He's gonna cut his brains off. Oh! What the fuck was that?
No, this would be a shocker for me.
One, two, three. Did he count the three? What happened?
Ew, he gently stepped on Lex Luger's shoulder.
What the fuck
Why?
Just
Why
happened?
Would he do that? He's helping Luger?
What the fuck just happened?
This is great.
Oh. Kevin Sullivan lost it.
So Kevin Sullivan gets Ming disqualified and Lex Luger wins here.
Is Luger in the Faces of Fear now? Are they called the Faces of Fear? They are, right?
No, they're the Dungeon of Doom, Steve.
Gotta oh, my God. Who's the Faces of Fear?
The Faces of Fear are Ming
it's
and the
It's a terrible
Barbarian.
Website. Oh.
It does also sound like a terrible website. And just what we need from this beautiful match is replays.
So
Lex
now we're confused.
Luger
great.
Whips him into the...
Oh, yeah, drink.
Big
I
powers. Oh, you did.
Oh, Steve sighed.
Take a drink.
Grabbing his... He's got his rabbit's foot in there.
Yep. Yeah. Foot. Ming just pulled his lucky rabbit's foot out of his jock strap there.
And looking
gonna,
for luck.
Yeah, looking for luck. He's going to give Luger the business here with it. He's going to jab him right in the jabber. And plop, down goes Luger and his vascular veins and his chiseled abs. Sorry.
Yikes.
No, I read you, man.
And then one.
You need a minute?
yeah, maybe a little bit. It's not Adam Cole.
Let's pause
he,
this.
He just like. Let's pause this. Thank you for that. Oh, that was amazing. So
it was funny because if you look at Meng's tight, it just said men. Because of the Jesus, it just said men on his tight.
Save the G for later. I don't know what that means.
Well, here it comes. Look at this.
He's got a fucking, like, suit on.
Yeah, for sure. He's got, like, a NASCAR suit, as if.
how much? They had to get that specially made, you know.
Oh, it's like three sewn together.
Absolutely, pal.
Flying to the moon? What the hell?
He's just about to put his space helmet on and fly to the moon.
He's feeling good. Look at his hairline right there.
Yeah, damn it, pal.
He's got a good line.
Top of his prime.
Rubbing his hands together like Birdman.
What happened to that boy?
Insert cat money music. Well, you know me, Gene. You gotta pull your arm off to give the goddamn thing. I got a NASCAR suit on, and it's too goddamn small, so it only goes to my genitals. And my balls are getting crushed right now, and I'm uncomfortable, and that's why I'm moving like this when I move with my hand. I talk with my hands, it swirls around, and that's how you drive the monster trucks. You can't stop the giant, the Dungeon of Doom, King Curtis, I'm sorry, the guy over there, he's got the donuts, and I like the donuts, and I'm the big guy. You like the big guy with the donuts? Because I'm the big guy. Yeah.
All right. I love donuts.
I know you do, pal.
Well, I mean, I run a gym, but no, I don't. No, no.
No, you don't.
He likes doing donuts.
Yeah.
Like, how relaxing do his hands look right now?
I mean, I'm telling you,
very
pal.
Relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Yeah.
Very sweaty, probably. Me and Gene Oakland is very excited here. He got his arm pulled out of his socket. This is his 47th interview of the pay-per-view, so.
What a great stash.
You guys have a beautiful stash.
You can jump in? Oh, no, his hand still hurts.
No, I'm not going to do it again. Yeah, his hand's still there. That's why I had to use the other hand. He's mad because Earthquake ate all the... Ansem Earthquake, or the Shark Avalanche, one of those two, ate all the sandwiches and catering, so that's what he was upset about.
Oh, oh the olives on top?
What great good way to remember that, because I forgot all about it. Yeah, the one with the olives on the top. Those are the ones. Shivani got one, and then Earthquake had the rest. Shout out to Handsome Earthquake.
Avalanche.
You know what? We forgot to put somebody in the AWI Pod Hall of Fame last time, so I'm going to do it right now, and we are going to put Handsome Earthquake into the Hall of Fame. I know he's not on this show. I don't give a fuck. He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's gotta be.
That's for you, Kyle Gagliardi, you fucker.
Yeah, where's Kyle today? He's, St. Patty's.
I should just call him up real quick and see if he answers.
Arn Anderson?
He's probably passed out. We got Arn Anderson and flying Brian Pillman here. His son was actually on our show once.
How is Anson handsome? Yeah, what's up, flying Brian?
Yeah.
Today's a 316.
Yeah. God damn it, pal. Take a drink.
All right.
Have a drink of your water, Steve.
I'm drinking wine.
Oh, God. Imagine. Yes. Steve.
Oh, wait. Was I supposed to say that?
Start over. Drink your water, Steve.
Yes. Drink it.
And here comes the stinger.
Ooh, and Halloween decor. Yeah.
God damn it, pal.
Except he looks like a mariachi player.
Yes, he does.
He does. That's like an the
amazing incisor. He should have a trumpet right now, I feel.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got your back. He should really have a trumpet in his hand right now, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, or a rope. What happened here is Pillman and Arn Anderson beat Ric Flair up earlier, so he's not out here with them. So it's just going to be Sting versus these two. So
smart.
Oh, wait, who was his partner?
Ric Flair was supposed to be his partner.
Oh, and then what happened?
He got beat up by Pillman and Arn Anderson here.
Oh, they got him backstage?
Yeah, they got him backstage. Gotcha. Those sons of bitches.
Sting's not very bright.
He's not very bright? Like color-wise? Well, he's very bright.
Well, I mean, looking back here, he should have known.
Yes, look how young and vibrant he was.
He was vibrant.
Yeah, way better than he looked when he wrestled Seth Rollins.
This thing wasn't as cool as the Crow Sting, though, let's be honest.
Don't you dare besmirch fucking Surfer Sting, Steve.
Besmirch?
What'd you just say?
I thought you said besmirch.
I did.
Isn't it besmirch?
What are you guys both saying right now?
We're smirching something here. I don't know.
I think it depends on where you live. I think it depends on where you live, maybe.
Connecticut, it's besmirch.
Okay, whatever.
The fuck is a besmirch?
I don't know.
It's D-smirch.
How do you spell it? I've never heard this word in my life.
Oh, good. We're making up words. I love it.
You like the merchandise?
Steve, I do. I love all this merchandise. Sting riling up the crowd here. Look at him. Oh, God, they're excited. What are they chanting?
Let's go, Sting.
Let's go, Arn. Let's go, Arn. The fans of Detroit love the heels.
What a physique, Arn.
God damn it, pal. It's all those old-fashioned donuts.
I feel like I have the perfect 80s wrestling body.
Why did he?
I could do it.
Yeah, oh, god damn it. I can let you use our time machine, Steve, if you'd like.
God, my body looks just like Arn's.
You can be the next Mario Mancini.
Don't you dare.
I'm sorry, pal.
I don't look anything like Mancini.
Well, no, not yet.
Oh god, give it 10 years.
Exactly, pal. You gotta build up to something. Shit.
I do love carbs.
I know you. Who doesn't?
Healthy people.
The good news for me is, Steve, is I don't gain. I could eat all the carbs I wanted to. I wouldn't gain a pound.
You fucking. Oh my god!
That's the Steve Swirl alert. Even Arn couldn't believe it. You see him shaking his head. He was like, no, I can't.
He was like, SMH.
He could not believe it. He didn't do that to Alicia Fox when she was drunk to wrestle, though.
Oh,
sorry, low
Brent.
Blow. Sorry, low blow. Low blow, I'm sorry.
What happened to Arn? He did something to Alicia?
You didn't hear about that?
No. Oh, you didn't know?
Your ass been called somebody. That's amazing.
What did he do? Is that why he got fired?
Apparently he let her wrestle when she was under the influence.
So she should be fired, too.
Yeah, I guess. I think
they're letting her. Aren't they like letting her like figure her shit out?
Yeah, I think they like. I think she's probably.
The consensus is that like she's going through something.
Yeah, that's what I read. Right? I mean, they didn't say she was in rehab, but I'm assuming she probably is because if you go to work drunk, I imagine they're going to send you to rehab.
Yeah, and if you wrestle with the WWE and you get sent home for that, I'd feel like you'd want to anyway.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, right. Yeah,
you have like the best job ever.
Why, Big Cass got fired?
He had boobies. And I don't That's even true. Mean, like...
Well, she does, too.
So. Not normal man boobs.
She does, too. Thank you. You're stupid. I like Fly Brian's hair here. It's amazing. Erica, who's got the best hair in the match, and why is it Arn Anderson?
Would you say why?
Why is it Arn Anderson?
Well, now that you mentioned it...
God damn it, pal. Look at that.
No, Pillman's hair looks like everyone's mom from, like, 91 on.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Yeah.
And like good. Yeah. Manageable. And like when it would be like crunchy. No, he's got good hair.
No, it's good hair. It's good hair.
Yeah.
My wife's hair, I like it. My wife's hair is longer than that, but that's like what her hair looks like when she wakes up in the morning.
I was gonna say she's got curly hair, right?
Yeah, it's like fucking everywhere.
We've talked about your wife's hair way too much.
That's probably why it's healthy too.
I'm sorry, she's pretty. I like her. Anyway.
No, it's her hair though. No, yeah, I don't want to say it.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, did you say cinnamon? I don't know.
I didn't say cinnamon ever. You said it. Oh, he's gonna throw him out. Nope.
What is he doing?
Randy Anderson. Rick, won't allow him.
Who was that referee? Ricochet? Did you see him jump up on the second ring?
That's
Ricochet.
That isn't Ricochet, but it is his father, yes.
Ricochet
throws his hair out, that's what it looks like. So.
No, did you ever see Ricochet with hair, though?
Yeah, I have seen Ricochet. It's like kind of look like that, actually. So
what's it look like? What's he look like?
It's curly like that, yeah. We just made something up. So Randy Anderson here, Ricochet's father, wrestling the match. He was not out there with him when Eric Bischoff fired him, though. That was a different kid.
If you told me Randy Anderson was Freddy Krueger, I would totally buy it.
Would you? Well, he's too short, pal. God damn it.
But his face looks like it, though.
Arn Anderson, of course, telling him, don't you dare ever eat the old-fashioned donuts in the back. Those are mine. Damn it.
Yeah, touch. Yeah, don't touch the old-fashioneds.
Those are my donuts. Dropping the axe handles here. See, this is much better than fucking what we were watching.
Of course, but we don't want that. We want the bad, right? I think.
No, because remember we just had bad and you were fine.
You're...
That's good.
Oh,
that's good for
ratings. Look at that there. The slingshot.
12 ounce will be happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely, pal. Big chop there by Sting. Oh, is he going to... What was Pillman... Oh!
In the position.
Holy Ooh. Shit.
Oh, good sell.
Oh,
he's out.
Yeah,
beautiful there by Flying Brian.
He seems concussed.
He does, a little.
I can't believe how much I look like Arn.
I mean, you guys could be long-lost cousins. Hey, you guys could
maybe he could get me backstage.
Maybe he could. Well, not anymore, pal.
Well, that's right. Maybe AEW. I
could. Maybe you could get
backstage. I can meet Brandy. Big deal.
Ask her why she blocked me.
Sorry. That was my mouth. That wasn't real.
Tell her. Okay. I'm a nice guy. Fuck, unblock me. Jesus Christ. No, I don't even care.
Right? That wasn't even your fault. I said...
Tell me what happened.
Unless it was JoJo, and then we were blocked.
Here comes the Nature Boy!
You thought Arn Anderson.
He just threw down Ricochet's father.
Oh, he said, watch me.
Oh, here we go.
Off my body.
Look out, back tumor. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Oh, back tumor. He does have a back tumor. It's a toss Sting outside the ring. Ric Flair is here to save the day, maybe. And
like,
Sting gets to feel what the steel tastes like. Sorry.
Flair and khakis wrestling is like the greatest idea.
And he's
ever.
Like obeying the rules right now and being like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Fine, I'll wait for a tag. That's what I'll do.
Right. By the way, I texted you guys both a picture of Ricochet with hair.
Oh, let's have it look-see.
Okay. It took me a while. That's why I kind of zoned out during that match, because I ate banana bread, and I am... could not stop.
That picture, his hair's got to be straightened, though.
Yes, but I've seen other ones where his hair... Alright.
Curly.
That was just a taste.
Yeah. I'm just
telling. Straight all the time.
I love Pillman's wrestling attire here with the tassels on there.
Yeah, that's some flair, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Flair looks like my high school yearbook photo right now. No shirt. Hair split in the middle.
You had your shirt off in your high school yearbook photo?
Yeah, what?
I should have.
I feel like Steve wore a tuxedo t-shirt because it's formal, but it says I'm here to party. So
I told Rusty Dunn I'm wearing no shirt.
Rusty Dunn.
I don't know what that means, pal, but...
Rusty Dunn was Chuck Dunn. Norris and Stone Cold had a baby.
Yeah, and he's also your gym teacher.
And he's your gym teacher with a mustache in the
90s. And the boys football coach, yeah. Teacher.
Shout out to our listeners in your
Shout
guys'
town. Shout out to Coach
town.
Dunn.
Yeah, I hope he listens, pal. Love you, Coach Dunn. You should be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Oh,
Coach
Flair
Dunn
now hitting Arn Anderson with his shoe like they're on Jerry fucking Springer here.
Oh. What size do you think Flair is? 13?
God damn it, pal. He's got a baby's arm.
I hate this move. I hate that move.
It's a tripod. Does that do? I know, because it hurts everybody.
Yeah.
No, but why? You don't need, like, you're already jumping off the rope. Why do you need someone helping you?
It gives you more force, pal. Come on.
Come on.
Ric Flair now pumping up the crowd.
Can't stop the strut.
Are we going to get a tag here? Oh, he's working for the hot tag. Oh, boy.
I really can't wait for this.
Look
this
at our
greatest
butt.
Oh, my God.
Kyle's on the beat.
Yeah, Kyle should be. That's, I don't know if that's better than Bob Backlund's ass, though.
It's just as good.
It's kind of awkward because I keep saying how much my body looks like Arn's.
And I'm over here like, different strokes for different folks.
I'm just saying, Kyle might have a crush on you. I'm just saying.
This is Steve. Arn we're talking about?
No. Oh. Yeah, Arn too, both of you.
I thought you were talking to Arn.
Both of you.
Oh, Arn's live.
Oh, this
hey, Arn.
This is getting kinky. Not anymore.
Ooh, oh, I love that move.
He crushed the little Arns. They're terrible.
The mini Arns just
got beaten. The mini Arns are beaten. They've been beaten and destroyed. Steve and now Sting punch drunk here. Oh, he's got him.
Oh, definitely
foot.
Made this hot tag. Oh, this is a smart hot tag.
Oh,
coming
he's
got to
get the hot tag here. Oh, Pillman's over there. And now Flair's chasing Pillman around the ring, so we're not going to get a tag. What an asshole.
Now, is there a structure in Nebraska? Like, did you ever hear that story?
A structure?
Or was there a structure? Because I feel like that's where Flair got
a you mean? Like a structure that I could hold wrestling in?
No, like at the mall that we had a structure. You don't remember that? Milford Mall.
Oh, like a structure boys clothing store. It was like...
No, I've never heard of that.
Like the, wasn't it kind of like the Express, but it was like all for boys, right?
They yeah.
Had like shit. They probably had their own cologne.
Nope, I've delicious. Never heard of it.
Oh, delicious again.
Oh.
Isn't that delicious, pal? Just like Arn Anderson's the hair. That ass is the enforcer, pal. God damn it. My-
yeah, I was like, I wish I had a pair of pants like that. Just...
I know you do, pal.
I should go to grocery shopping.
Your name is Steve the Enforcer Sidori, and you should work out and stuff like that. I feel it'd be amazing. Oh God,
that's the 10th round right there.
Ooh, kiss him. Oh, that's love. That's pure love.
That's a bonus round. Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Y'all got me crying.
Flair. Oh, look at... he's going for it.
Guys, if I unplug, can you... Do you echo? Don't.
Unplug from what?
What? Do you guys hear yourself?
I've been hearing myself the whole time.
I can hear my... No, I can't hear myself, no.
Kyle always bitches when I take my earbuds out and, like, put you on loud. He's like, I'm echoing, I can hear myself. So I
well,
to, like,
he just has a big head, so it echoes more.
Wait, you guys talking about me?
No.
Guys.
God damn it,
Arn.
Oh,
yeah, look at Sting off his face.
Poor Sting's makeup's all melted off.
Enforcer.
It's almost completely gone.
It is. It's only around the eyes now. I always wonder, does that like burn your eyes when it's sweat when you sweat?
Yeah, right. Sounds like it just peeled off, so maybe not.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably a different kind of paint.
I get so mad at my eyebrows when sweat goes into my eyes.
Oh, and then it makes you cry, right? It burns.
Yeah. It's like, why do I even have eyebrows if they're not going to do the job?
Yeah, for your job. Well, maybe it's your eyelashes or something.
I have fucking thick ass. I have thick ass eyebrows. So
oh, here we go with the eyelashes again.
I said eyebrows.
Oh, that's what I meant.
What do you mean with the eyelashes?
I'm just waiting for you to bring up Rachel's hair again.
Sorry. You brought it up, pal, not me.
She's got good hair, though.
I'm just saying.
It's great hair. I've seen it.
Follow me on Instagram. She's got good hair.
Check out Rachel's hair. You should start a new Twitter just for
when
her hair.
When we get done with this tonight. Oh, big spine buster. There we are. Beautiful. Best spine buster ever. Oh, you know how Flair hasn't made contact with anybody. He's gotten in the match, but he hasn't gotten made contact with anybody.
Reading those tea leaves.
Absolutely, pal.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, I did.
That's a saying. No, I didn't know if that was a real saying or if I just
imagined. I think
imagined.
You made it up, but whatever. Yeah, I think you started that up on your own, but whatever. Flair is just distraught on the apron. You just can't believe it.
Are those pleats on his pants? Oh, so those are so uncool.
Well, this is 1995, pal.
I would say, then were they not cool?
He looked like he was having a seizure homecoming. Just then. Was he Shinsuke Nakamura? What the fuck was that? Oh, the wishbone there. Jesus Christ.
Is that what it's really called?
No, probably not.
It should be. That was funny.
No, he's got the knee bar locked in here. Oh, what an exciting move. I just want to put this out there. I watched some of Kyle's YouTube wrestling from when he was in high school. Goddamn.
Oh, Is he good? That. Was he good?
Just check it out. It's hilarious.
I can't wait. Yeah, you're going to have to send me the link.
I will send you the link when the show is over. I might not remember, but text me tomorrow and I'll send it to you.
Did he power slam anyone? That's a question.
Not to what I've seen. He did like a backstage interview and like they were using a TV remote as the microphone, and I just started dying laughing. I'm like, why is it a remote control?
I can't wait.
We're gonna do a show and we're gonna watch some of that, so that's gonna be a good time.
I need to be part of that.
I know you do, pal. Steve, if you thought Lex Luger versus Ming was bad, just wait.
It can't be that bad.
No, I bet it's way better. It's way better. It's way more
interesting. Kyle versus Tyler Walk, I'd pay to see that.
I don't think Tyler's involved.
Are they wearing their white suits, like in that picture? Whenever the wedding?
No.
With the different shirts underneath?
Why would they be wrestling in suits?
It'd just be awesome.
Shinsuke Nakamura on the apron here. Did you see him there?
Spirit Squad, we all matched.
He was doing like a line dance. What the fuck was that about?
Like Charlie Norris.
Charlie Norris. Love Charlie Norris.
Is that Chuck Norris?
It's his brother.
No, it's actually a fake Tatanka.
Yeah.
Also known as Charlie.
Charlie.
Oh, okay.
I love Charlie Norris, though. He gets me hot and steamy.
Yeah, he really does. He's got a great physique.
Nice. About like Arn Anderson's, I feel.
He makes Arn Anderson look like...
a Greek god.
Like he's in a competition. Like, just bodybuilding.
He makes him look like Bobby Lashley, pal. God damn it.
Man, that guy is oozing charisma.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
Hell no. You need two hands for that thing.
Oh,
I fully fucking meant his butt.
I knew exactly what you meant.
I know how that was about to be taken, but it was very innocent coming out of my mouth.
Depending on how big your hands are, you might need three hands.
That's true. I just need a hand. See, never mind.
You only need one hand because your hands are large.
True.
She really has big hands.
She'll slap Steve from her kitchen right now.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Don't forget about it.
My hand.
Forget about it. Oh, here we go. Are we finally going to get the hot tag? I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. Finally, a flare in here. Clean house.
Because he can't stop strutting, so.
No. He's worked up a sweat, and he hasn't even made contact with anybody in the match.
It's all from the strutting on the side.
Yeah, that's it. He's wearing khakis as well, too, so.
Sweat by showmanship.
Tag, what are you doing? Oh!
Here we go. Here we go. Flare is in.
Clean house. One, two, three, boom!
You get one.
Oh, what the fuck? He turned on him.
Idiot.
Of course he did.
What a dirtbag.
What the dirtiest player. Sting now fighting back here. Oh, my God.
Look at that. See, now that's true to life.
I like how Randy Anderson had to try to stop anybody from kicking Sting's ass, but the second Sting started fighting back, he tried to stop Sting. He tried to grab Sting. Randy Anderson, the fourth member of the Four Horsemen.
Oh, he's bleeding in the mouth.
Bleeding in the mouth. Oh, Jinx.
I can't even
buy me a Coke.
And you know what? Now I notice Rick's fucking back tumor, and I think it's because you guys said it.
Yeah, see?
He's got the fucking back tumor. That's just the way what it is, pal. Yeah, he needs to get it looked at.
There's the best referee ever in the world.
What did he just throw into the audience?
They're like... Just
picked it up and smelled it.
It was a rodeo cheeseburger wrapper.
It was a rodeo cheeseburger wrapper. Oh, they just took down the referee.
Do they have those in Nebraska?
What's a rodeo cheeseburger? Is that Burger
from
King?
Burger King?
Yeah, we have. I don't really eat rodeo burgers, but yeah, we have fucking Burger King.
Me neither.
He just fucking kicked Randy Anderson in the head. How dare you? I said
that's Ricochet's dad. For Christ's sake,
and Nick Patrick is his uncle. God damn it, the monkey's his uncle.
Uncle Nick.
Uncle Nick Patrick. Uncle Saint Nick.
Pillman's sad now.
Oh, he spit on it. The disrespect.
Oh, this is devastating. I am not going to sleep tonight.
Oh, Mean Gene Oakland.
Don't. Can't believe. Is this when you're going to tell us we're done? Don't tell us we're done.
You don't want to be done? We're going to keep going then.
Let's keep it going. Erica, she's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm drinking boxed wine. This is the best night ever.
I have a green Corona in my hand.
I just realized my shirt's like rolled up on my stomach, so it's like my stomach's out.
Can you turn your video chat on for me, please?
I run a gym.
It was when you were looking at Arne Anderson.
What? Got
Hawk and Mike today. They're doing
Hawk with no makeup. How creepy is
make
that?
Make sure you dial 1-900-909-9900 and find out that Mike Tanay has signed with AEW.
You must have your parents' permission. Yeah.
Here's a story from my childhood. I once racked up $900 worth of phone bill charges for
come on.
Yes, for wrestling hotlines when I was a kid.
No,
but luckily my dad was like, well, he didn't have my permission to call, so we didn't have to pay for it.
$900?
And how did you even do that?
I called all the fucking time, dude. That was summertime. I didn't have anything else to do.
You can go outside.
Well, I didn't go outside, I guess.
You were just kept calling Gene Okerlund.
No, it wasn't me. I called the WWF one.
Gene, is that you?
It was a recording, but I pretended like
I was. Hey, Gene, friends again.
Hey, Gene, you got any more new scoops?
This is like that song, Stan.
Stan, I was just going to say Eminem.
Gene.
Gene, why don't you call me back?
Oh, God damn it, pal. They're holding up four fingers now. Because I finally learned how to count to four, so we're all celebrating.
One more to go.
Absolutely, pal.
Oh, boy.
Me, Gene Oakland, very concerned. You're going to be in trouble.
Oh, sorry. I've had way too much.
Oh,
liquid.
Too much water.
Too much water tonight.
What are you
right? I forgot. Thank you for covering me. Yeah, thank you. Now I get the water thing.
You got to pee or something?
Yeah, you're going to pee all night.
Should I pee? Wait, are you telling me to pee?
Do you have to pee is what I asked you.
This is going to be on because we're live. I mean, we're live on the... Goddamn, pal.
Steve, everybody pees.
Welcome back to Earth.
Everybody pees, Steve.
Look how... You're right, Bobby is. Look at that. That looks like a.
It's like he wasn't just watching what we were watching.
Yeah, he was watching something else. He just saw the ending of. He just watched the Avengers and just saw the ending of.
He was
last
playing
Avengers.
Candy Crush the whole time.
Ah, he really was.
He
Bobby
loves
Eden, and it was an innovator. 1995, he already had Candy Crush.
Oh man, too bad Crush wasn't around like 20 years later. That'd be awesome.
He could come out as Candy Crush. R.I.P. to Crush, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Oh, that's right.
Too many gone. If you watch 90s wrestling, there's always too many dead people.
It's true. Just way, yeah. At least one per match, right?
Oh, fuck. Now we got a riveting interview with Lex Luger, who's got Samoa Joe's towel, who borrowed it from the Big Show. So, there's that.
He stole that from Joe Luger.
He did. Well, he stole it from Joe. Joe's the Big Show stole it from Joe, and then he stole it from the Big Show. It's a vicious cycle. Well, you know something, Mike Tanay. You know the Lex Luger. Oh,
no.
He's chicken breast.
He did it in a regular voice.
I was building to it. You interrupted me.
I know.
That was way better than any Lex Luger promo ever, what you just did.
Thank you. It was only a few seconds long. I appreciate that.
He stole that towel from the Hilton.
What do you think he's even talking about? I ate chicken breast and had a protein shake this morning.
I go pro.
Vince McMahon doesn't like I go pro. I still take it. I have it in my closet. Bottles upon bottles of I go pro. And you don't know what it means to be a superior athlete with all the I go pro in his closet. And that's how I roll. You like my hair? I don't like it. I took this towel from a giant wearing a goddamn racing suit that only went down to his knees. How do you feel about that? Because I don't like Mean Gene Oakland, and I love I go pro, and I love towels, and I don't know how to wrestle or talk or be interesting at all. And that's why I never got to be the WWF champion.
What a great face. He's got a great face.
He does have a
said who? Face.
I think he's talking about fruit on the bottom yogurt.
Said who?
Man, that was so good.
That was great. It was great.
I try.
Jack the Rent.
I try.
He's good at that, but I feel like he has, like, his scripts out. Like, he scripted this.
Yeah.
Well, did you just script it?
They're on a cue card, because he's looking at the cue card. He's like, that's why he has his finger. He's, like, following the lines of the cue card. That's why they keep getting...
Look at Tanae, bored to death. See, Tanae needed to hear your promo.
That would have built it up here.
Put some light in those eyes.
Bobby the Brain Heenan looks like he loved that promo. Look how excited he looks.
He would kick a baby right now if he could. Look at him.
He would. He would kick a fucking infant if he could, easily.
If there was one within range.
He's just like, God help me. He's like, God help me. He's looking over there, God just help me. What am I doing here?
Why am I dressed like half priest, half boy cement? He's confused. He doesn't know.
What was the reason that he was this miserable? Was it real life?
Well, I mean, have we been watching the same pay-per-view? I'd be upset, too, if I was him.
Erica didn't see the Johnny B. Bad match. That's a problem. That's
true. She didn't see the gloriousness of Max Muscle.
Oh, my God. Did we see Max Muscle?
Max with two X's?
God damn, Steve. You don't remember seeing Max fucking Muscle? He was the worst thing about it.
Oh, Max Muscle. Oh, my God. It was so long ago.
Because you called him something else. What was it? Muscle Beach?
Sexy.
I call him Big Sexy Max Muscle is what I called him. Absolutely, pal. No, he's the greatest of all time. And now the giant just smashed a toy monster
what
truck,
is that?
I think it was like a toy monster truck, which doesn't make sense. he's taking his shirt off.
Oh, dear God. Thank you.
Anymore. Dear God, thank you.
Take that. That's Haynes.
The wall exploded there. What was
there
that?
You go.
Because
he won't.
Oh, I thought that was Steve's wife cutting in. Like, bitch, you better stop this shit.
Whoa.
No, it was me. Was
that? I don't know. I was joking. he threw down the cross and now he's choking his chicken. Or choking Hulk Hogan here.
Hogan's a chicken.
Hogan isn't.
Well, wait, are we going to do the monster truck rally thing?
I think we are. I think that's coming up next.
Oh, jeez. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, see, Steve, I would just like to point out that the reason you heard me talking was because I had to bring my grandmother's dog downstairs.
Oh, here we go.
And I handed him off to my mom.
Is his doinker wrapped up?
It is wrapped up.
Tell your mom I said hello.
Well, she's downstairs now.
Yes, me as well.
Later, when you see her, tell her I said hello.
She likes y'all.
I know.
It wasn't more than 2 weeks ago I had my arm around her.
You're right. She's taller than you, so.
While I was secretly taking pictures of your dad.
And tell me or not, was my description spot on?
Unbelievable.
Uncanny. I
came out immediately.
For all the people at home, can you describe what your dad looks like?
My dad looks like a combination of the Monopoly Man, Colonel Sanders, and if you have Empire Direct where you are, then it's the cartoon in that. Oh, and also Judge Ono, my aunt said. Yes. It's a mighty
all that rolled up into one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a man that looks like that, that's either Eric Rowan or Erica's dad. It's one or the other.
You should call the authorities.
Well, so is Hulk Hogan just getting beat up by a grandma there? But it's Kevin Sullivan.
He's dressed like a Quaker.
He does. Yeah.
Steve, he certainly was.
Steve, weren't you going somewhere?
That's one. Oh, I'll be right back.
Hurry. This motherfucker. The dark.
I thought he was leaving already. That's why he started talking shit.
He left like he said he was gonna leave, and then it took him 15 minutes. You know what's gonna happen? He's gonna come back and he's gonna fucking apologize. I guarantee you. The first thing he's gonna say when he comes back is he's fucking sorry. I guarantee it.
You're right.
I can't get a text message from Steve without him telling me he's fucking sorry. It makes me sick. I feel like he's like murdered people and buried them in his backyard, and that's why he's so nice. I feel like he's up to something.
So it's a super guilty conscience.
Yeah, he's fucking. I know he's fucking up to something, or else he wouldn't be so nice.
Let's go with that.
You didn't get to see the glacier explode, did you?
No, but I heard you talking about the guy wrapped in toilet paper.
Yeah, wrapped in toilet
paper. Oh, that's why Bobby Heenan, you said, was miserable.
Yeah, because he's got
all coming back to me.
A guy wrapped in fucking shit-filled toilet paper walking around the goddamn arena.
We're about in 95, when they showed, commercials like that of like a Meineke, I just thought it was like someone's gimmick. I'm like, oh, who's gonna be the mechanic wrestler?
Here comes Jiff E. Lube out to the ring. You'll change your oil and whoop your ass for $9.99. Who the fuck is
no
this
guy? No appointment necessary.
No appointment necessary at all. Nope. Absolutely not, pal.
Oh, thankful.
Who the fuck is this? This must be a monster truck expert, Merle Haggard here.
For sure.
Absolutely is.
The OG Gravedigger.
The OG Gravedigger right here. Oh, it's Bob Chandler, of course. The distinguished Bob Chandler.
Bob Chandler.
Bob Chandler, there he is.
Bischoff in the booth.
Bischoff's, yeah. They switched positions here because they had to interview this monster truck guy, I guess.
It's a segment called Bischoff the Booth.
Amazing.
You knew it.
Bischoff in the booth. Does he have a WrestleMania 30 hat on? What an innovator.
I know.
What's that about?
Way out of the curve. This guy. Yeah.
How did he get that? God damn it, man. He must have a
Bob
time
Chandler.
Machine.
I think I saw Bob Chandler at Rite Aid once.
Yeah, I bet you did, along with Handsome Earthquake.
Was he stealing toothpaste?
What?
Was he stealing toothpaste?
He's getting the Toms. He's looking for double khaki. He's like, do you have anything like a full khaki
outfit? Do you have
outfit?
Anything with two pleats?
Do you guys have pleats hair? Is Rite Aid.
Do you guys pleat pants hair?
Oh my god.
You bring your own in.
He's got no shirt on either. It's just him in the pants.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
oh, here we go.
Doug Dillinger right here to keep the peace.
Who's that, Dolph?
This guy, that's his father. That's his father. I actually sat by Dolph's grandparents at a WrestleMania, so.
What do they look
crazy.
Like?
Crazy.
His grandpa look, him and his grandpa, him and his grandpa look a lot alike, actually. It was funny.
I feel like, you know what? I just got sick to my stomach because I feel like Dolph's going to reappear at WrestleMania. Ugh.
And how the fuck what, Steve? You have a problem with Dolph Ziggler? Didn't you watch his photo shoot?
Oh, is he gorgeous?
I don't think he's. I don't think he's gorgeous.
Does his hair smell like Rachel's?
There's no way.
Listen, I had to.
My wife's gonna be ecstatic when I tell her she's the star of this show. Really?
Like legit, she's all. This is all about her.
Everyone's gonna be getting on my Instagram to check out my wife's hair.
Hashtag Rachel's hair.
Yes, absolutely.
I got a question. Why are they doing this near the edge? Why aren't they doing it in the center of the building? I don't get it.
Because, Steve, it's extreme rules. Exactly. Halloween Havoc, anything's possible.
For the Hardcore Championship.
I don't even know. For the Hardcore title. I don't know. I don't even know how you... What are they doing now?
They welding
putting them together? Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Is that Beefcake?
That is definitely the Booty Man.
Ah, oh, delicious.
Finisher
I did it again. He's wearing Levi's. Though.
Finisher was the high knee, of course, the Booty Man.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Absolutely it was, pal. Oh, God, we're losing feed here. This is 1995, people, that happens.
Helicopter's too high. Yeah. Elevation.
They got moved down.
Damn it, pal. Oh, and here we go. If you push the person out of the circle, then you win, I guess. Who do you think is going to win? Predictions here. Who you got, Steve? The Giant or Hulk Hogan?
Well, I don't really remember. I'm going to say Hogan. I don't know.
Erica?
I mean, I would think Hulk Hogan, but hit the face. He's struggling.
He
is.
He's either struggling with that or he really has to pick one or the other.
I'm going to go with Big Show.
You're going to go with the Big... I am also going to go with the Giant as well. He's got a beautiful racing suit on there, so he can't lose.
He didn't grow that hair for nothing.
No, absolutely didn't.
Why are they struggling? All you got to do is step on the gas, like full throttle. I don't understand. It's not like an arm wrestling match.
Are they in reverse?
I don't.
Honestly, I can't tell.
It's a great strategy.
This doesn't
even
look.
They're both in reverse. They look like he's shifting gears like it's doing something.
Yeah, they look like they're fucking driving like fucking.
They each have a
passenger
too.
They're at the state.
They're
in
bumper cars.
Driving bumper cars.
Who is the passengers?
I just want to say,
so great.
What an amazing seller for pay-per-views this
year. Imagine
right here.
This shit nowadays. People would riot.
They would.
No.
Everybody would be canceling their WWE network.
This would have been so much better if it was bumper cars. Oh my god.
Oh god. If they got all the wrestlers out there
in
bumper cars.
But
Booker T, Stevie Ray.
We're not in cars. they had to go across the track like Frogger.
Not even like they got these fucking monster trucks special made. They wasted so much money on this stupid bullshit. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's why there's no other there's no WCW now. This is it.
And like I said, I just want to point out that I did say the Hulkster was definitely going to win this thing. So Hulk Hogan's going to win.
Yep.
I believe
never,
you.
Never wavers.
No, I never ever do. I told you the Giant was going to win. I told you.
The Giant won.
The Giant won. I told you he won. Or did
that's
he...
it. It's a win?
I don't understand. He should have won because he pushed him out, didn't he?
That seems like a win.
Is this
I mean, what's...
play?
I don't understand why this isn't over. Probably a botch.
Two out of three? Is it 2 out of 3 falls?
It must be 2 out of 3 falls. I didn't realize. I didn't realize it was for a championship, so it's 2 out of 3 falls. And the what's been happening here is they've been pushing the entire time, so push it real good.
What do you think about the people at the in staying at the hotel next door? Like, what, they're probably like, what the fuck is going on? Oh my god, it's work. Drink up.
Their baby's trying to sleep.
Yeah, they're calling the front desk like, please, could you tell the giant monster truck with the arms on there to just keep it down for a minute? Jesus Christ, you gotta get some sleep.
Kids.
We're taking the kids to the fucking Ford the factory tomorrow, because I don't know what the fuck else there is in Detroit to go to.
This is insanely boring. Here we go.
That's right. The Giant won, didn't he?
Twice now. He's won twice already.
Is it best out of 5?
It must be best of 5.
Hogan's laughing it up. Look at this. Look at that laugh riot.
Hogan thinks this is just a fucking joke, apparently.
Maybe the object is to get bumped out 3 times.
Well, then, why didn't they just throw it in reverse and go? These guys are fucking idiots. I don't even understand the fucking point of this.
This is the worst thing ever. This might be.
This is better. This is worse than Ming versus Luger.
It's way worse. What did Meltzer give this one?
He gave this a dud.
I was gonna say he didn't even bother.
No, because this isn't even a fucking wrestling match. It's ridiculous.
Well, sorry, folks. It looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulties there at the end, as for some reason the recorder cut out with about. We missed about the last 5 minutes of the show there. We hope you really enjoyed our watch along here of Halloween Havoc 1995, and be on the lookout for the next episode, which we will continue where we left off during the monster truck battle on top of the arena there. I would like to thank our special guest, the 8'5" Amazon Erica Marini, for joining us, the AWI Pod and NXT pay-per-view champion currently, and of course Mr. Steve Signori, and we will talk to you next time on the 605. I think I do the better than Steve, don't I? Goddamn right, pal. Talk to you next time.
Oh boy,
Erica, how do you feel about shoeless punters?
Shoeless punters?
Shoeless punters. How do you feel about it?
What do you kick it with?
Just your bare foot.
No way. I feel like I could probably do it.
Come on, you're an eight. Well, of course your feet are ginormous.
I guess.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. They did that more in the '80s when you know guys could do it. Not a shocker. I think I had Mandy Rose cleaning the house.
That's what killed you.
That's what it was. You actually texted me your picks, and then I texted Kyle and Erica, and I was like, Steve's not going to win because he fucking picked Mandy Rose. So that's the end of that.
She's my wild card.
She was.
I was stunned when Mandy did not win.
Were you really?
And furious at Sonya.
Oh, that devil woman.
Mm. Right?
I'm just waiting for it to run to 50-30. That's why I'm just getting time here.
Yeah, let's, what else is in the news?
Steve,
yeah.
The Color Purple. You ever seen the movie The Color Purple?
I did not, actually. Oprah, right?
Yeah, Oprah, yep.
Did you see it?
I mean, I saw it when I was, like 12 or something.
Is that like a good banana bread movie, or?
I would not know. Erica?
I I also wouldn't know, but I'd probably say not.
Okay,
is
yeah.
Is 227 a good banana bread show?
Is what?
Okay, hello? You said 50-30, right?
The TV show 227, isn't that like a...
I've never heard of that, so...
Oh my god. No, I'm thinking of Golden...
What channel do you get?
Is it Golden Girls? Wait, what?
I've seen the
isn't
Golden
there a
Girls.
Show?
I've never seen...
Yeah, the Golden Girls?
It's definitely not called 227.
Alright, just look up
was 227. That like their, was that their condo number?
Yeah, it was like a spinoff from the Jeffersons. It was called 227.
Oh, I'm gonna have to Google that.
Nope, you're...
How did you not know 227?
You're talking to two potheads, man. We don't fucking know.
Oh, Erica knows pop culture. 227.
So, Steve, I want you to turn yours on and tell me what time you're looking at.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy. I couldn't even figure out the cameras.
This is going to be promising. He said, oh, boy. Oh, yeah, that's the pay-per-view, yeah.
Thing.
Right. That's, I couldn't get the word out, but that's the thing.
I got you covered.
Thanks, pal. That's what friends are for.
Let's see. It's circuit. Oh, oh, gee. Oh, god. I'm at 239.48.
Okay. So you're at what? Say your time again.
Let's do 50-30. Let's go for a nice 50-30 here.
50-30. Okay. There you go, Erica. 50 minutes and 30 seconds. All right, Steve. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah!
<He's>,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm fucking born ready. Are you kidding
me? Why does Sabu wear towels in his pants? I don't...
We can talk about that when the show starts, I feel.
My 40th birthday is May 7th, if you want to fly down.
You're going to be 40.
I can't cover the ticket. I'm sorry, man.